You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich five-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James.
Morning.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that's today. Well, it's a little bit overcast at the moment, but we've had a bit of sunshine, so I'm quite happy. I'm tired of this rain.
I said that this morning when John was reading the news. I said, now, I'm happy. We're glad that we needed the rain. We really did, but now enough's enough.
Yeah, now I've got a flooded. I've got a flooded.
And now looking outside, it was a beautiful morning, and now the clouds have come over.
Yeah, and I've got a water someone from the next door neighbour or something. My back garden's drenched. It's been like that for a couple of weeks now.
So it's waterlogged.
It's a little bit more than waterlogged. The dogs love it. I was just listening to that Ford Territory, the new Ford adverts and things like that from Claremont. And our next door neighbour's just bought a Ford Ranger.
Oh, there we go.
And she's had a canopy fitted. The problem now is she's a lady of not so tall stature. Yes. She had to try and jump up and get, because she just had the canopy fitted. She had to try and jump up, and then she stood onto the tailgate to try and get the canopy closed. So did you see that? I said, no. I just put a strap there.
Did you go and help her?
No, she managed to get it by herself. I didn't see her actually doing it.
See, James, never underestimate a small, our shorties. Never. Dynamite comes in small packages.
Well, it's either that or leave the canopy open. So, and it's a new car, so she had to get it closed. But I said, just put a strap there. It's not a problem.
And it looks good.
And it looks good. Yes, it does. Yeah. So I thought we'd talk today, what we were supposed to talk about last time, but it's something that came up. And we're talking about the factors affecting your residual value of your car, if you want to trade it in or sell it and things like that. And what cars they are looking for and things like that. Okay. So the highest values of most of the cars that stick to their values, we all know, is number one is the make, model, and...
Yes.
Things like Toyotas will have a good resale value, and then people will say Reynolds has a bad resale value. A lot of times, like I said, it can be about hearsay and about what vehicle you buy and how much you're going to get for yourself selling the vehicle.
Yeah, because it's also a personal choice.
Yeah, it's personal choice and what your affordability is. That's number one. But people talk nonsense, and of course, salesman will say, I know he's heard this is bad. It's the same as any car. It doesn't matter if you have 50,000 Toyotas or 50,000 Fords or 50,000 Reynolds or whatever. You're going to get a certain amount that are affected more than others. And a lot of times people don't think certain cars break down or don't give problems. Don't be fooled. They do.
Of course they do.
So, and sometimes because something's happened to somebody and that car gets a certain bad name and people don't know how to fix it properly, that's what also causes a problem as well. I remember years ago when the 3 Series came out, the 320, the 316s, 323s, you had to do a timing belt at 80,000 Ks. It had to get done. If you went anywhere over close to 90, the thing would shatter. And, of course, it cost a lot of money because the cylinder head had to come off and bend valves and whatever. So it was a lot of money. A lot of people went out and bought those cars, but it's the running cost they could not afford. And that's what gave them a bad name. Till people realize it's a good car.
Yes.
If you service it correctly, you've got to have the money. That's the biggest thing. Make sure you've got the money to service whatever particular car you've got. Try and keep a record of it. A lot of people say take it to the agents. A car that's been to agents all time will resell value a lot better than a car that's been taken to RMI approved. Even if it's an RMI approved dealer, a service dealer, they still will lose value compared to agents, because agents do a certain, a little bit more than what other things are. They've got standards, they've got a stick ball. You will pay for that at the end of the day, believe me. So it's up to you. It's what you can afford. But as long as you have certain things, find out about certain things in your car, go and have them done. And if you don't have to have them done all at once. If the mechanic tells you, listen, you need brake pads in 3,000 k's time or 5,000 k's time, or 6 months, basically. They'll work. We know how it works.
Start saving up.
Start saving, and you can get them done. You don't have to get straight away. And not only that, you can find out who's going to do. No, don't put a cheaper brake pad in. That's one thing I don't suggest. Put a good brake maker brake pad. Speaking, come down, oh, cops of that. You're going down those hills. Make sure you get it done properly. And you do want to stop somewhere. And get that done. Still, a lot of people driving without their headlights not working. Astronomical, scary, but get that done as well. Get someone to tell every time I'll mention it. But keep that your car going as much as possible. Timing belts have to be done. Like I said, on the Fords and things like that, there is a certain motors that it's got a wet timing belt. If it doesn't get serviced properly, or you don't put the correct oil in it, premature wears that belt, and the belt actually disintegrates. Causes major oil failure, and you can end up seizing the engine. If you're not sure, like I said, phone and find out about it, whatever car it is. Even the timing chains now have to be done at a certain mileage, because they stretch also from lack of servicing. Yeah. I'm not talking about a major stretch where you think you're going to torque 10 or 12 centimeters. Yeah, I'm not talking a big, I'm only talking about maybe 5 or 6 millimeters. The timing chain stretches as much as that, and because the timings are so very sensitive, it'll throw everything out.
And you also cannot hear it.
You will start to hear it.
Does it make a noise?
It makes a noise. Okay. So when you start the car in the morning, you get this grrrr. A lot of people here heard that rattling sound.
Yes.
If 10 to 15 seconds, basically, if it goes out before that, lekker. But if it takes 20 seconds or 30 seconds, you're looking at a problem. But again, service the vehicle regularly. Anything over 100,000 k's, 10,000 k's, service it. Put an oil in that works, because what happens is the EGR systems on these new cars, the exhaust gas recycling for the climate change, climate control and things like that, contaminates the engine oil. And it's also the fuels we are using, and they get contaminated and it goes like sludge. So, of course, if you've got sludge, it's like putting a wet hanky in front of your mouth, trying to breathe. Same as the air filter, trying to breathe. That oil's trying to get sucked up under high pressure. And what you're doing is those things aren't getting the oil to stop in the clearances on the bearings and the timing chains. They're going to rattle, and it's going to cause premature wear. So make sure you keep that chain nice and tight, because that's what it does. Is the oil feeds onto the timing chain, onto the pressure valve for the timing chain, and that keeps it under pressure all the time. You leave that little bit loose, they move back and forth, and it causes premature wear. Same as on your bicycle or on your motorbike. You got a motorbike chain. If you don't adjust it and clean it properly, it's going to premature wear. And that's exactly the same thing as the engine timing chain or timing belt. If you don't have it done, it's going to break on you. So that is another thing. So, and that's another thing that also will help sell the vehicle. If the guys know, a lot of people sell the vehicles before the timing belts are done. So the guys will know, they had no timing belts done. We have to do that. That's going to cost X amount of money. And some vehicles are a lot more than others.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And if it snaps, it's even worse.
when it disintegrates, you so will your pocket. Yeah. You know, if it's not some, and not that, like say you're driving home at night late, or you're going away on holiday and it breaks, believe me, you will be cursing yourself. I should have had it done. I should have had this done. I should have had that. But also, like, your car is running, so keep that done and make sure it's done on time, things like that. Another one as well, if you keep your car vehicle serviced properly and all things like that, you know your fuel consumption is going to be good. It'll keep your oil consumption if down as well, because every time you go to the garage, you put a tin of oil in.
Yes.
And like I say, get used to checking the oil yourself first thing in the morning, once a week. And if it's not using oil, you can get it twice a week. But if you go and fill up get a can of oil from the garage, it's quite expensive. And there's certain models of vehicles as well that are on high demand. Don't go out and buy it straight away. You know that a lot of people do. There's a short supply of a certain vehicle. Everybody runs out and wants to get it. Yes. I think the same as that Prime energy drink. Everybody's spending 200 grand. Now you couldn't sell it for 5 cents. You know, so don't be in a rush to go and get something. Just maybe back off. Yes. Wait for the ones to be sort themselves out and everything. A lot of times it can be to do with control units or components for the vehicle that are on. There's a high demand. Because a lot of vehicles use the same components inside the electronics and things like that, and they're running out of those components. So they can't push out the production as quick as they wanted to.
Yes.
So everybody's going, I've seen it before. You know, I've seen it where the guy said the car's 560,000 rand, brand new, spanking out the box. Someone goes and buys it and then puts it on the market for 600 and something odd thousand because there's such a high demand. For the vehicle. And you're going to lose money on that because if you're going to buy cash, you've already lost money. If you're going to HP, you're actually going to be paying a good three-quarter more and then trying to sell it later, and you will never get your value back on it. So back off.
Especially if you want to, you're in the market for a new car. Nowadays, I've noticed that they offer videos. So you could actually watch a video of your car. They actually do a ride and they talk yes. while driving. This is what it does. This is, and so that's quite interesting because now you can, you know, it's not like, you know, you're just walking in. I want that car. They offer videos now.
Yes. So, I mean, years ago, everything was, if the new vehicle came out, they weren't as, I'm talking quite a while ago. So you had something on the Star Motoring or whatever. So you would read write up about X amount of vehicles.
Yes.
So the new model we expect is going to be in a year's time. Yeah. Now you're taking the new model comes out within a couple of months.
That's
because
right.
of the way technology is and everything's computer designed and how they change things, where they used to do a clay model of a car. They still do it in certain places to do that and build from there, but it's a lot quicker for them to do it.
Yes.
But it's the components that they use. After COVID, there was a big major – because all the big factories are closed.
Yes.
All the major manufacturers with diodes and certain things were running behind on parts. There was a big demand for as a car came out because they couldn't supply enough technology worldwide to get all the components for the control units and whatever up to date.
Yeah.
So, and that's also another thing that's what drove the demand of certain vehicles up.
Also, whatever you're going to purchase, make sure that you know what the prices are of your parts.
Sure.
Should something happen.
That's another thing. You know, if it's okay, if it's a vehicle's under maintenance plan, you've got a maintenance plan up until from 60 to 100 and something or 1,000 Ks.
Yes.
But you can Google and see, and especially those vehicles that are made just after COVID. There's a lot of them still having problems because they were in a rush to put them together.
There's been quite a few recalls.
Yes, a lot of recalls.
Maybe you should look into that.
There's so many.
Lots
you can't
of recalls.
Even, normally what happens is the dealer will or the manufacturer will get hold of the owner of the vehicle because it'll be put onto their system.
Yes.
And they will send out a special email to have a call up on these cars to get them back, to get them done.
Because the electric cars as well, catching a light. I mean, that's scary.
That is
scary.
Yeah, they've caused shifts.
And they've also recalled. They've recalled some electric cars.
It's a safety thing. But that's why I said all these vehicles are all being rushed after COVID. And there's such a shortage of there's high demand and a high probability that there's going to be a problem with those certain types of vehicles. So you'll probably find people have bought a new car just after COVID ended because they want to. We've been under enough pressure, let's spoil ourselves.
Yes.
And you find those certain cars will have little niggly problems and a lot of electronic problems because those switches weren't made to 100%. That guys are just pumping them out, working 24/7 to try and get the demand up to date. And that was a lot of problems with them as well.
I know my heart goes out to the matriculants and all those that are now getting their learners and getting their license. It ain't going to be easy for them to get a vehicle. You know, I mean, you know, we had to work for ours as well. But some children are very, very lucky.
Yes,
their parents are able to, purchase a vehicle for them. But there's so many that's just not going to be able to with the cost of a vehicle.
It's the same as the cost of living has gone up.
Yeah.
And so when there was something on the radio as well, the people saying from 3 months ago, the cost of living has gone up by their trolley has gone up by 200 or 300 rand.
Yes.
And it's not just 200, 300 rand that you can see there. It's 200, 300 rand everywhere else. Yeah. Look, petrol has come down.
What I can't understand is
why hasn't the grocery price come down? Because your cost of transport has come down. But that's another thing as well. So, yeah, that's it. It's strange. You know, my daughter's lucky. Her grandmother left her little car, and she's got to go for her learners next week. So,
so there we go. You know,
some of them are lucky.
Yes, and then the others I do feel for, because I'm just wondering, when are they going to be able to get a purchase a vehicle?
Even the parents can't afford a new car.
That's what I'm saying. It's difficult
for everybody at the moment, and I don't think it's going to get any easier. Our cost of living, and we're trying to cut it back. I mean, we know Eskom want to put up electricity by 40%.
Something like that, yes.
Where do these people, some suck this out of? I don't know. Because when electricity goes up,
everything else follows.
But you've got to remember, the big motor manufacturers use a lot of electricity. So where, if they're going to put up 40% of big machines that are stamping these bodyworks, the body panels, etc., things like that, and everything's using electricity that they use to assemble the car, most of it. So you've got a welding, etc. There's a lot of stuff that when you manufacture the car. If they go up 40%, what is the price of a car going to go up?
Yeah.
So, and it's not just the price of the car. It's the price of the new parts. So you've got to get your part, you know.
That's what I say. When you purchase a vehicle now, you need to look at the cost for requirement, or part requirements.
Well, as well as what a lot of manufacturers are doing is they're combining with one another. So Toyota, Subaru, and Mazda have just designed a new engine as well. It's a new three-cylinder motor. But they're combining. So you'll see, if you open a bonnet, you might see a Toyota, and then you'll see a Peugeot sticker, and you'll see a Citroen sticker. And then you'll see... So, there's a lot, and then you'll open up a Peugeot car, and then you'll see an Opel sticker. So there's a lot. They're all trying to do it to save money, so they can use the same thing and different things. There's different panels, same as Kia and Hyundai. You open up Kia, Hyundai, same thing, just body panels are different.
Doesn't it cause issues now when you need to get your license? Because, you know, you've got a VIN number, and you've got to put this model and this make does not.
No, no, it doesn't. Because everything's registered with that 13-digit your VIN number, vehicle identification number, everything's on the system from brand new. It's on our system, and that's how it works. And that's if you find a dealer and a dealer say, I've got the BMW X320 2014 model, the guy will all ask you, give me your vehicle identification number. It's on their system. There's things that will change. You can have one car that will have four different parts. But everybody uses, so for instance, I'm going to do a clutch. And I'll tell them I've got a Nissan Almera. I want this clutch. It's a 1600 QD whatever engine.
Yeah.
And the guy will say, but there's two clutch registers on it. So you've got to strip the gearbox out. And there's only 1 millimeter difference.
All right.
It depends on what they can get at that stage.
Yes.
So who the parts supplier might have said, okay, we're having problems with this 215 millimeter thing. We're going to change the bar. Just 1 millimeter doesn't seem a lot. But it makes a difference to the vehicle lasting longer on the clutch and things. It makes it smoother. Yeah. So what from that certain year model, a certain month, they'll change that part number. So they'll change the part on the vehicle from July 2013 onwards. That'll have that. So that helps and things like that. So and the guys, but the problem lies is the guys that supply you the spares, like Midas or Master Parts or whatever, they don't know this. They've just been told there's two different part numbers, two different dimensions. Customer must give you a diameter once he's stripped it.
Okay, so that's a bit awkward sometimes.
It can be.
It'll give you a headache.
Oh, it does. Your phone for a wheel bearing on, say, a Honda. I've had this. No, I can supply your wheel bearing. It was something like 1,500 rand. A big wheel bearing. Okay, that's not too bad. Send it to me. Doesn't fit. But that's a year manufacturer. But it was a year manufacturer up until a certain month in 2012 or 2013. Up until 2013, July, that's what part it took. After that July, they changed the wheel bearing. Yeah.
But surely they should know. They won't. Be on their system.
It'll be on their systems, but that's the only one they keep. So they keep the most common part because they can't keep both parts because it's quite expensive for a big manufacturer to do that as well. a spare place. But the one that's from 2013 onwards, there might be a slight difference of a millimeter, and that price will go from 1,500 rand to 6,500 rand.
Wow, what a difference!
Because they don't stock the value, and it's happened to me before, and we ended up getting one from overseas. It was cheaper to the guy to import two. It took an extra 2 weeks than what it was to get one. Yeah.
To get locally.
But of course, we can't expect the guys to keep everything. But this is what a lot of times it happens because of the, and this is another thing, the vehicles have been manufactured so quickly, the guys can't always keep up with it. And they don't tell the people this is what's going to take. So you've got to be careful. Find out, and that's another thing as well. They said the dealers aren't keeping as much stock as they used to. Everything's supplied from the factory, so it takes three or four days, depending on what manufacturer it is, because of the cost. Whereas years ago, I mean, I remember when I was at Appy, I walked into the spares and the guy says,
"You could just purchase."
I could purchase, but not only that, the guy remembered the numbers, and these were all eight or nine digits, you know. And he said, "Oh, you need a so." A lot of guys still do it till today. But there's so many now that the guys just can't do it. It's impossible. Yeah. So they used to use a microfiche, now you use a computer. And the guys go, okay, well, I went to go and get some rear boot lifts for a Hyundai Atos. Then the guys told me, no, there's four different types on that particular model. You have to measure it to check and see whatever. Why? I don't know. But that's like I say, from a certain date to a certain date, depending on what the manufacturer can supply of that part, that's what they will use in the car.
So you need to do your homework before you go and purchase that part because, I mean, you've stripped the car. So you need to, and then what happens? So now you've got to think, and then hold on, I'm going to go back. I'm going back and I'll come back.
It's happened to me. You strip a car, the guy supply you a part, and he says, I can only get it for you in 3 days. So, and it sits, you might have the gearbox out or a part on the wheel or something like that, and you can't put it back because you've damaged it or taken off because a lot of the rust sit there. So you have to hit with a hammer and whatever or heat it up and you've warped something. You can't put it back on the car. The car has to stand there. And this catches a lot of us out. I mean, we wonder why we got gray hair earlier and we have bad hands and knees because we're praying that you've got – number one, we're going to pray that you've got the thing, so that's our knees. Yeah. And otherwise, you don't have the part, so we whack something and we end up whacking our hands. So, we can get quite damaged doing that.
Yeah,
that's laugh.
I'm sure.
But, you've got to understand that try and shop in before. They can do it, and then they can order for you, so you can give it the VIN number. You know the part is failing. Go and find out if the guys can do it for you. And go from there. I mean, I've got an Opel as well. I'm also looking for is it an Opel? Yes. A fuel pump for it to try and save the lady some money because a lot of times down in Cape Town, the fuel gauge will stop working because there's a moisture content in the fuel tank.
Yes.
And there's a very fine little wire on the float level, something like the toilet urn, that goes up and down and controls it. There's a fine steel or copper mesh, and that wears away. The whole thing just gets eaten by rust. I never did one in Joburg. I'm from Joburg. But down here, I've done about eight or nine already. And it's just this little part that fails. But sometimes you can get the part separate, and sometimes you've got to buy the complete fuel pump. And sometimes it can go from 1,500 rand to 10,000 rand. So be careful. Yeah, so it's a lot of money. I mean, that's it. And people won't fix it. So they go, okay, I'm going to put 400 rand in. I know how much I get on 400 rand and go from there. But that's such an inconvenience. You should be able to see what your fuel gauge is telling you.
I think it's important because, you can't afford to run out of petrol in a danger zone.
But the problem is it's what you can afford. Yeah. So shop around before. This is quite a problem. It doesn't matter what manufacturer it is. Mercedes-Benz, Opel, Toyota, Reynolds, they all do it. And Nissan. So don't say it's just my car. Like I say, it's hearsay, and people get the wrong impression about it's just my car that does it. A lot of people's cars do it. It's just that you haven't heard about it. So that's the one thing I have picked up down here. They do quite a thing. Shop around. There is a lot more out there than what you can do, and I've even shown a couple of people. We can't give all our trade secrets away. We've got to make a living.
Yes, but you've given out some awesome tips.
It's quite a common problem. But like I say, people can't afford. They go down to the agents and they say that's 10,000 rand for a fuel pump, and you say I'm not putting a fuel pump in because our fuel gauge is not working. There is other options. that you can get it fixed, so you can go further than that. A lot of guys will say to you, no, you can only get from agents. No, it's not. But sometimes you can only, but you can modify certain things. I'm quite good at, I enjoy modifying to try and help people keep the cost down. It's just a, something you got to do.
Yeah.
Because years ago, you couldn't do it. So, soos hulle sê, die boer maak 'n plan.
Ja, ja.
Steek 'n stukkie blou draad in 'n tang, weet jy wat ons gaan doen. So yeah, that's the thing. We've got to try and do things. I mean, Rob and Ernie, I'm sure they do things. They know it takes this thing, but if we do this way, it'll still work, and it works, and it ends up working long. It's because they manufactured it that way.
Yeah, and it might even last longer.
Yes, as long as it works, you know.
As long as it works.
If it lasts another year, great stuff.
Yes,
you know, it's all you want, and that from that 1 month that you will not be able to afford it, to 6 months down the line where you can get it fixed properly. You know, I'm not saying do that with brakes or something like that. You've got to do that properly all the time. You want to stop. You don't want to go through a wall.
But there's certain things that you can MacGyver.
You can MacGyver. And if you can, like I say, if you can do it with your fuel gauge, as long as you know you don't want to get stuck without petrol, sit like that. But it's quite a common problem down here, so don't think your car is the only one that does it. I'm sure anywhere that's got the bad coastal
especially
rust.
Where we are now. I mean, the deep south. Yes, I know.
Especially where you stay.
I know. But
anywhere towards the coast, like I say, it's just the moisture content in the tanks and these little, it's such a fine wire, and they just fall apart. Some of them have two gauges, and because they've got two separate little tanks, and both of them go, and you take them out, and there's nothing left.
Yeah, there we go.
So you can make a plan. Ask someone. Most people will try and help, I think, as much as possible. But like I said, we can't give all our trade secrets away. We've also got to make a living like you, unfortunately. But if you can try and save it for a couple of months down the line and get it, and then people can look around from that and see what they can do.
And of course, they can contact you. So, James, is there anything else you want to share before you give out your contact number?
Oh, sun's back out there again.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's going to rain tomorrow. Yeah, petrol's going down in the month, so yeah, they can get hold of me, 081-070-4919. I remember it off my head now.
Yes, you're getting good.
It's been rubber stamped for approval.
James, thank you. Thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us. Yes.
Cool. Have a good night, everyone. Yes.
2 weeks time.
Yeah. Cheers, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The Motorzone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich 5-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.